Hey everyone, so Gavin and Larry here, and we're going to kick off a video series here on Extreme Windows blog where we're going to be giving you guys some how-to information. We're going to walk through some different scenarios on Windows. We're going to talk about hardware. It should be a lot of fun. And you guys know me pretty well. Larry's totally like-minded guy.
I'm new to your blog, but I'm from Channel 9.
Yep.
So you might have seen some of my videos there. And I won a game today, so this is a pretty good card anyway. Tell us a little bit about this card.
Yeah, so this is an AMD system that I've been using to blog. I did the big 4K display with three additional displays and all that.
And running was
all
that with this card?
That was running all that off of this AMD 7970.
A single card?
A single card. And what we're going to do today is show you guys how to set up Crossfire with AMD graphics hardware, and then we're going to go into the AMD Vision Engine Control Center and look at how we can monitor it, configure it, that kind of stuff.
And what's the benefit from running two cards with Crossfire?
So with two cards with Crossfire, you're going to get nearly double the FPS in your game, and you're going to have other apps that can also basically leverage the GPUs on both cards.
Yeah.
So it's a totally scalable, it's a pay-for-play model where you can incrementally add your capabilities. So I'm going to get started adding this extra card. So one of the big challenges when I initially set this up and tested it out was power. We've got all of that configured. So I'm just going to add this card into an extra slot that I've got. Put a screw in down to secure it. We're going to get our power hooked up. And then one final thing, we've got the Crossfire bridge here, and we're just going to pop that on both cards. So the only other thing I wanted to mention is that there's these tiny little switches, and there's a setting number one and setting number two.
Okay.
Setting number one, you're going to be able to overclock the cards and have kind of complete control over them from the control center. And number two position, it's going to limit the performance to the factory spec. So you don't have to worry about anybody goofing with your stuff and smoke coming out of the machine or anything like that. So that's our hardware setup. Next, let's take a look at some games and look at how to configure this thing.
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right, so we've got our second Crossfire card configured. We've got the ribbon cable set up between the two. What do we need to do to set up the PC so that we have the best experience possible with gaming?
So the first thing we're going to do is going to go into the AMD Vision Engine Control Center. So this is the sort of the control panel for these high-end AMD graphics capabilities.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of different things that they light up here, including desktop management and other stuff, but we're going to focus on two key areas. The first is the AMD iFinity Multi-Display group, which enables you to create these hardware-optimized iFinity display groups, which we're already running here. And
so it binds all the displays into one big wide display.
Exactly. And it's all hardware-optimized. Games just work with it. It's seen by the game as one big display. It's
so
really
you don't
cool.
have to have a game that supports it. It's just going to work.
Correct. Now, and we'll get into more details on that in a future video.
Okay.
The other main group here that we want to talk about is the performance group. So I'll click on AMD Crossfire, and we can see here that we're enabled. If it was disabled and we've enabled the hardware, like we have, of course, we'd have to enable that before we can use it in a game. And what Crossfire does is it basically takes multiple cards and it uses one card for all of the rendering. And then it uses the additional cards in the Crossfire configuration for all of the compute offload. So depending on your scaling factor, you'll get near a multiple of the number of cards in terms of the frames per second.
And so what do we get with the configuration we're using here?
So with this configuration, we're gonna see an ideal scaling factor would be 2, because we've got 2 cards.
Yeah.
We're going to see in the neighborhood of 1.9.
So that's pretty effective.
It's very effective, especially considering initial numbers were around the 1.5 range when they were first pioneering this technology.
Okay.
And so they've come a long ways with that. We're enabled here. We're good to go. We can also see in graphics overdrive that there are a bunch of different things that we can monitor and play with here in terms of memory scaling and GPU clock settings, all of that. So we have memory clock, a GPU clock. We can enable manual fan control, which I know a lot of people like to do. We can change power settings. We can do a lot of stuff there.
And so if you're going to overclock your video cards, how do you know how much to overclock it? I mean, what's the best practice there?
Yeah, I was wondering that. I asked AMD that question, and their guidance is to start with at about a 10% boost in your memory clock settings and your GPU clock settings. And to try that out with your games, stress it out, and then you can go higher if you start to run into stability issues.
And what would those be? How do you know that you're having stability problems?
Glitches, power downs, you know, black screens, stuff like that. If you see any issues like that, which I haven't experienced yet because I haven't pushed it too far, then you can just back it down until you get back into a stable zone. So you can actually increase your performance without spending more money on your hardware, which is, is pretty cool.
So are we ready to game?
I think so.
All right, and I want to see it.
What are you running?
Battlefield 3.
Okay.
So we're going to play a little Battlefield 3 today. We've already got it running down here. I'm going to come down to the taskbar and click it. And we are going to go into options here so that you can see the video setting. We've got graphics quality set to medium. So you can see here that we've got the full screen resolution set to 5760 by 1080.
Now, this amazing.
This is running at 60 hertz. So the monitors are running at 60 hertz. So what we're going to try to do here is get our graphics quality set so that the game gives us about 60 frames per second on the refresh, because anything over that is just kind of overkill. It's going to be extra. And we won't be able to discern that from looking at the monitors anyway, so probably better to get better graphics quality that ends up coming in around 60 frames per second.
So we're running a huge resolution here.
Yeah.
And we've got a really awesome DirectX 11 game with HDR lighting and all sorts of cool stuff. What would happen? Why don't you try punching this up to ultra and let's see what kind of frames per second
we get.
All
right, let's do it. So we'll put this up to ultra and apply it. And play a little bit of the game. So it's going to take a few seconds for the game to even out and give us a good frame rate.
Look at that.
But yeah, we're just over 60 frames, so getting about 61, 63.
I mean, just look at the detail level. It's basically photorealistic.
Yeah. Very nice. And it is a great experience.
So we don't need higher than 60 frames per second, but you know, what are we going to want to do if we want to see how high
we can go? If we wanted to. We'll go back into the settings here, go to video, and let's put this back down to about medium.
Okay.
And let's see what kind of settings we get from that. All right, we'll give it a few seconds to kind of even out.
It still looks really awesome.
Yeah.
I mean,
I can't even really tell that much of a difference between medium and ultra. But you can see we're getting 140 frames per second up there on the peak.
This is just awesome.
Yeah, very nice. So I think if I was playing this, though, I would end up setting my graphics settings to ultra and go with the 60 just have the best experience possible with it.
So what's nice about seeing that 120 number is to know that there's headroom there, right? We have totally livable graphics settings with it set at medium. It looks awesome still. Mm-hmm. And we know that when the next big game comes out or whatever, we're gonna be good with our hardware, and we can have the game get quite a bit more elaborate and still have that headroom to come back down to 60.
Yeah, so if you buy the best AMD card that you can afford, you can always future-proof by just being able to add a second card in Crossfire.
Or a third card, or a fourth card.
yeah.
Cool. So if you want to know more about AMD graphics, we're going to be covering a lot more on this on the Extreme Windows blog and in this video series. So thanks for joining us.